So good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming to this presentation. So my name is Marie-Julie, and I work for Action Against Hunger, which is an international NGO that basically tries to decrease hunger in the world. So we help lots of people in 47 countries, and we have a team of 8,000 humanitarian professionals that work with us. So this talk will be on West Africa, and on a disaster risk reduction project. So the title of the talk is Real-Time Mapping with SMS Where There Is No Internet. So the project takes place in the West African Sahel. So this is just below the Sahara Desert, where the pastoralism is a really important sector. So basically, African Sahel, it's huge territories that goes from Senegal to Chad that are characterized with very low precipitation. There is high variability in terms of precipitation, both in spatial and temporal aspects. And basically, the rainy season starts in June or July and ends up in October. So we have also a high seasonality of the vegetation. And in this region, the pastoralism is really important because it's often the only source of income for the population. So it plays a key role in the food security system. So the herders really depends on two main resources that are pasture and water to feed their animals. So at ECF, we've built a pastoral early warning systems. The goal of this system is to improve the response capacity to food and nutrition crisis in pastoral and aquapastoral livelihoods regions. So the history started in 2003, where we started to do biomass measurements in the north of Mali. Then in 2007, we start to monitor biomass with satellite imagery. So that's really the starting point of the pastoral early warning system. Then in 2014, we launched the field data collection to complete this pastoral early warning system. In 2017, we started an interactive web platform to publish our data, and now, so in 2019, we added on the web platform all the field data collection. So how does this pastoral early warning system works? So we follow two main resources that are grass, so pasture and water, with two technologies, so satellite and data collection with SMS. So every 10 days, we acquire new satellite imagery that are incorporated in our systems. And every week, we do a survey on the fields, so to collect field data. And at the end, we analyze and summarize all this information and transmit it to our end user, which are the states, international organizations, but also pastoral communities. So first, satellites provide us with biomass and water anomalies. So those are two maps from the 22 of August, so this year, 7 days ago. You can see on the left the biomass anomalies, so the grass anomalies, and on the right the water anomalies. So I will not go into details because this is not the main topic of the talk, but just when it's red, it's bad, so it means that we have less biomass than usual, and when it's green, it's good, so we have more biomass than usual. And this is based on ProBavi and spot vegetation data. It's delivered at 1 kilometer spatial resolution and updated every 10 days on our platforms. So just to have a quick update of the situation right now, so we are really anxious about the situation in Senegal and Mauritania because a big drought occur, and when we look at the profile of the vegetation, we have like 2 months delay in the start of the growing season. So even if the rain started now, so in Senegal it started to rain, but we are not sure that this is catchable because it's really, really a big delay. So we are getting ready for response and emergency actions. So satellite imagery are are good. They are great. They give like an overview of the region, but something cannot be seen from space. So, for example, we cannot have information about if the biomass is eatable by the animals or not. We cannot know if it's accessible. For example, if there is conflicts or something like that, we don't know that. And we don't know about the water quality. So satellite imagery are not sufficient, so we need to build a field data collection system. And we need to do it in a simple way, so it's really low cost and also easily usable. And when we started to build this automatic collection data on the fields, we face an issue, which is low internet connection in Africa. So as you may see on the map that showed the percentage of the population using internet, so it's still quite low in Africa, and especially in the remote areas where we work, and with the moving population, because all this population moves with their animals, so it's not easy. So we build a survey method based on automatic SMS gateway server, that's Telerivet. So this is the only non-open source software that we use, because we have to pay for this, but it's not expensive. And this allows us to do survey with SMS, automatic survey using this system. So every week we have like 109 data collectors that answer to the survey. So they send information about, for example, biomass availability, water availability, and so on. So they just send SMS, and then we analyze that. And every 2 months, we publish bulletins, and we also publish maps on the web. So that this information I use, for example, by WFP or by FAO in the region to know what to do. So just to go a bit more into details, so we have the Telerivet server, and then we have one smartphone in each country that is connected to internet. So we need this smartphone to do the link between the server and the sending of the SMS. So each Thursday, so it's today, it's like the survey day. So the server just send a request to the smartphone, and then the smartphone start to send SMS to the data collectors that are on the fields and that don't have any access to internet. So the conversation looks like the smartphone asks what's the biomass availability, type 1, if it's very sufficient, 2, if it's sufficient, etc. Then the data collector just sends 2, and automatically the system sends back the next SMS, and so on. You can also some question can come automatically. So for example, if they answer yes at the question, do you observe death of animal, then we will ask, if yes, what's the cause of the death, and so on. So at the end, we are able to build that kind of map. So for each data collector that is located at a specific place, we have the information of, for example, biomass availability. So we can say, we can have a map like that, and we can compare it to our satellite imagery to see if it goes in the same direction or not. So we use this data to also publish national and regional bulletins every 2 months. And so these bulletins are published on sixsahel.info, which is our website. And it's validated by national states. And it's used, for example, for the identification of food and nutrition insecure regions in the Sahel. Field data is also published on our web platform, so it's geosahel.info. So the satellite imagery is updated, every 10 days, and the field data are updated every 2 months. So all is open source and accessible, so you can just go to the site and download the data. We, of course, also publish it on HDX, which is the Humanitarian Data Exchange. A big platform for sharing information in the humanitarian sector. So when you arrive on the website, you will see something like this. So it's in French, because we work in French-speaking countries, so all our data, it's in French. But you have three windows. On the left, it's for biomass and water monitoring. So if you just, let's see if that works. Wait, because this is, I have to do the same as him. With no sound, it's better. So if you go on the website and you click on the left, you will go to the map. So at the beginning, you see the water anomalies map, but you can untick it on the left, and then you will see the biomass anomalies for all the countries. You can also have a look to the profile that I've shown you before. So for that, you have again to tick on the left, and then you can click on any region on the map, and it will show the profile. For example, this is one for Senegal, where you see the delay. And there you can go and download the data, so either the image, but also the raw data, in the format that you want. And if we go back to the main page, and now we go to the third windows, which is the data collected on the ground. So when we go there, you will see all our data collectors located in the region, and you can again click on one, and you get a summary of the situation. Again, it's in French, so sorry for that. And you can just have the information on what is the water available, and so on. We'll go back to that. So it's, okay. So it's very good to collect data by SMS, but if we want to give information to the herders that are on the field, we also need to find a solution to communicate with them without internet. So in Senegal, what we do is radio diffusion. So every week when we have the information, we do spot radio to communicate with the pastoral communities that don't have access to internet. We do that in Senegal with a local company that's called Jokolante. And we want to launch that also in Niger and in Mali and in Burkina, because right now we are not doing it in these countries. So where do we go from there? So first, regarding the satellite imagery, we are now working to change the system from 1 kilometer to 300 meter spatial resolution with Sentinel-3 and ProbaV. So that's, we are working on that, so it will come quite soon, we hope. Then regarding field data collection, we have to increase the spatial coverage of our data collectors, because as you have seen on the maps, for example, in Mali and Burkina, we don't cover all the entire country, it's only a small part. So we want to increase that, and we also want to increase radio transmission, because even if web mapping is cool, as Maxim also said, in this country they cannot have access to that, so we need to try another way to diffuse the information. Third point, we want to increase the use of our data thanks to a better diffusion and a better understanding. And we also want to improve our services and the quality of data that we deliver. So don't hesitate to give us feedbacks, either on the data or on the platform, on whatever you want. So that's it. Thanks a lot. And if you have questions.
Thanks. I have two questions. First, how do you get the position X and Y when the user, the collector, send SMSs? Which technology do you use? And if in some areas you have no internet connection, do you have a normal mobile connection, even in remote areas?
Yeah, so for the first question, each site collects data every time on the same location. So I mean, when I go on the field to train the collector, we take the location and then that doesn't change. So that's easy. And we don't have that much mobile network problem, except in northern Mali. So in that region, we do the survey with by calling. So yeah, but in Senegal, Burkina, and Niger, it's okay.
Thank you for the nice presentation. I'm wondering a bit about your sustainability model of this. Will it be program-driven, project-driven? And the people who collect the data, are these volunteers? Are they paid for it? And you could also opt for a citizen science solution, but that also has advantages, disadvantages.
So the people that collect data are, in most of the case, people from the state. So, like, yeah, people from the agency of the livestock department in the state, they are paid, but very small amount. So they receive about 15 euro a month just for the sending of SMS. And as this system relies on simple phone, so they don't need smartphone. So we didn't have to buy smartphones for all the data collectors. So that makes it also more suitable because they just use their phone. So yeah, I think it's really low cost system. With 10,000 euro, you can go for one country for 1 year. So yeah, it's not that much.
So the program wants to sustain that?
Yeah, we want to keep it. Yeah. Yeah, we will find the money to do it, hopefully.
Thank you for the presentation. And about the data, do you think of using Sentinel-2 data or Sentinel-1 radar data to increase resolution to have better results on the water bodies?
Yeah, but not now. So we need a really long archive. So we use spot vegetation and ProBavi since 1998 to be able to build anomalies that are quite consistent. So no, Sentinel-2 does not offer that archive. So, but maybe one day. And but in this area, like the environment is quite uniform. So we don't either need to go really in that precision, because 10 meters, it's also huge amount of data, and so we don't have maybe the infrastructure to deal with that. So first we will go to 300 meters, and then we will see. Other questions?
Thank you. I have several questions, but I will maybe just ask two. From West Africa, I'm a geographer also, and I'm wondering a little bit about your work. How many percent of the pastoralism people do you think are using your system? Because based on my knowledge, since I'm agriculture, when I'm not at office, you have a lot of problem with the pastoralism people. There are the ancestral route for migration. And if you fence your farm, you can be sure at night we will cut it, break it, if you have a green grass in your farm. And most of people, when they are migrating, most of the time they follow the ancestral migration route. And the majority of the people having gold, they are living in the bush, not in big town where they are accessible, have access to a mobile phone. Because I have a lot of neighbors who are pastoralism people, and is like that.
Okay, so that's maybe the main problem of our system, that is that now we we transmit or we publish well the information to the top, so to WFP, FAO, states, and so on, but we don't go very well directly to the pastoral communities. So we want to go and try to do that better, and yeah. But right now, it's really going up and not well going down. And then WFP, FAO takes action to try, for example, to deliver livestock feeds or... How do you say that? Like, yeah. Things to eat for the animals or to do, like, medical assistance if needed and so on. But we don't really... We need to improve on that. Other questions?
Are you looking to upgrade your system to include maybe smartphones and maybe have, you know, I know that you send a message, they reply a message, but are you having like maybe an application that you can download or use?
But the problem of that is the connection to internet and that the data collector will need smartphone. Using the SMS? We don't know. Does it exist? Okay. Okay. But it's based on what, on ODK or?
No, not ODK. It's your mobile application connect SMS protocol and the mobile application can push a message to the SMS.
Okay. I don't know that. Okay. Thanks a lot.